There comes a time in our lives when we must open ourselves up to an understanding and knowledge of the fundamentals of life, how it is formed, how it is created, how it is manifested, and how it is experienced. This work that we are doing is so profound and angelic. To even think about it sometimes makes you wonder, is it real? Do you doubt the power of your true essence and who you truly are? Do you wonder whether or not it's real? The only thing I can say to my fellow brothers and sisters who are not ready to understand and know their greatness, it's just not time for you yet. That's the only resolution I have for those of us who keep asking the question, why? Why are we here? Why is there so much suffering in the world? Why does God allow this suffering? What's it all for? The question why we are here and why things are the way that they are continues to delude us because we keep asking the question, which requires an answer. It requires us to give it an answer. Therefore, we keep seeking, and in our continuous mode of seeking, we continue to perpetuate the notion that we need to answer the question. And this leads to more questions that keep us turning on a proverbial wheel of unconsciousness. Rather than pose the question why and then go off seeking to try to discover why, try posing that question differently and ask yourself, why not? Why can I not be an expression of unconditional love? For it is in the understanding of why not that all things are possible. Why can I not accept my true divine inheritance? You then begin to open yourself up to realize that it's not really the question why that is ailing you. The question is only ailing you and escaping you because you have not realized your true potential. You are creating the question as you are asking it. Why can I not simply be? Your answer to the question already lies in your knowing that you are the author of the question. And since you are the author of the question, you are also the author of the answer to the question. This is the dichotomy that has escaped many of us for eons. It is not because you do not know. It is because you do not remember. You have forgotten who you are. You have not really come to an acceptance of your divine ability to produce and create life as it is. We are co-authoring the universe. I'm creating, you're creating, we are all just creating, expanding and evolving. This is our divine gift, the ability to create. When we create, we manifest life as we envision it. It truly becomes our reality. Because you have the ability to create, you can literally say to yourself, whether consciously or unconsciously, I am the author, producer, and creator of it all. You can create and experience duality or non-duality. Therefore, whatever I create is experienced. If I create that thing over there, I am also that thing creating over there. I am the author and creator of all that is. I'm creating myself having this experience of creating more experiences. That's the dichotomy. Ignorance is bliss for those who take no responsibility for their own human evolution. I'm creating myself having this experience. creating more experiences. That's the dichotomy. You have the power, whether you're conscious, unconscious, superconscious, or more, to create. You are the author, the innovator, the scientist, and divinity expressing right here, right now. My ability to create begins with me and ends with you. It is a perpetual cycle of a never-ending story of this experience we call life. You are the author, the producer, the creator of life. Everything that is manifesting is you. This is the beauty of the kingdom. This is the beauty of this world experience that we are having right now. I am creating you having this experience with me as I am creating this musical dialogue with you to give you the experience to help you remember. To help you remember your own power. To help you remember your true divine essence and capability. There is no one else in this experience but you. You are me over here helping you to remember who you are. There's so much beauty in the world expressed through individual life forms. I cannot know me unless I know you. I cannot experience my life unless you are able to experience yours. This is the beauty of life. This is the substance, sustenance, and essence of life. It is creating and manifesting as it is creating. In the process of creating, it's creating itself more in multiple versions throughout the universe, throughout every dimension, throughout every level from where you are right now. This is what is happening. You are helping me to experience what we are experiencing so that we know who we are. So that we know we have life. So that we experience our creations as we are creating. This is the beauty of the kingdom. This is the beauty of life. You are the author, the creator, and the producer of all that is. You truly are a superstar. You are the greatest, most magnificent, intelligent, powerful force of energy in the universe. Through unconditional love, life is expressing, expanding, evolving, and creating itself world without end. Alpha and Omega.